I could create my own duck-like language. It was totally unintelligible, but I thought if Donald could talk to Mickey, and Mickey could always understand him, then surely this couldn't be that difficult. So I started wobbling around the room, trying to remember how Donald talked. It came out a little weird at first, but as I kept on going and going, it was as if I really started becoming the duck. It wasn't like I was growing wings and a bill or anything, but I started imitating a duck. With a little makeup and a few feathers, I very well might have pulled off a convincing performance. "There you go. Keep going. What does the duck want? What does the duck eat? Where is the duck wobbling?" my teacher commanded over the class. I'm convinced that if a video of that performance ever got out, the world would know I'm crazy. I was low to the ground. I was making Donald Duck sounds, and before long, my body actually started swaying from side to side. I was in the process of convincing my class that I was no longer Andy, but I was really evolving into a duck. I know, you're probably thinking, man, if they teach that class when I go to college, I'm taking it. But don't be fooled. It takes a lot of work to truly imitate something as seemingly simple as a duck and persuade an audience to believe it. Great actors have to know how their characters will walk, how they'll talk, and how they'll respond to any situation, and I wanted to learn how to become a great actor. I watched the greats. I saw Last of the Mohicans and witnessed Daniel Day-Lewis imitate the life of a Native American. At first, I thought he actually had some sort of Native background, but that wasn't the case. To prepare for the role, he lived on a North American Indian reservation. He worked right alongside the Native Americans, making stuff, wearing moccasins, and learning firsthand the culture he was about to represent. True to the details of his craft, Lewis made his character one of the most believable in all of movie history. Johnny Depp does the same thing as Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. If you notice, he walks totally differently from any other character he's ever played. He uses a unique speech pattern. The costume choice forces his body to move a certain way. His eyes dart around like I imagine a crazy pirate's eyes would move. Some actors call it a method, meaning there's a method to becoming someone else. You have to think like he thinks. You have to walk like she walks. You have to talk like he talks. And if done right, your performance will convince the audience that you're actually the person you're trying to imitate. It's an amazing craft. And when I was a freshman in college, I started imitating all sorts of people. I took various jobs at college so I could study people's quirks. I became an EMT so I could...